Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The state's first case of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus was reported this weekend. It comes as the state's pandemic metrics are rising sharply and people are getting ready to travel for the holidays. For a closer look, we're joined now by Stephen Kissler, a research fellow at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with the latest state numbers. The positive test rate has doubled in the last 3 weeks. More than 1,000 people are hospitalized with COVID, about a third of them fully vaccinated, and we're seeing the number of COVID cases reaching levels we haven't seen since January. So how concerned should we be?
Well, it's true that the cases are really rising, and it's something to be very much aware of when we go about our day-to-day lives. The fortunate thing is that everything that we've been paying attention to thus far still holds. So wearing masks when we're in indoor spaces with other people, trying to keep our gathering sizes small, those are the best things that we could do to protect ourselves from the rising rates of COVID-19.
Okay, let's talk specifically about Omicron. A fully vaccinated woman in her 20s is the state's first case. How worried are you about Omicron?
So Omicron is something that I've been watching very closely. It's something that I'm concerned about because it shows that the variant can spread quickly, as we've seen, especially in South Africa, and it's able to at least partially get around some of our immune defenses. So once it really takes hold in the United States, I imagine that it will be difficult to control. Now, the big outstanding question that I don't know, and really none of us know yet, is how severe it is. It could be equally severe as Delta and as the things that we've been managing so far. Could be less severe, could be more severe. And it'll just be a matter of time before we know that. That's the big question that will really tip the balance between how big of a deal Omicron turns out to be.
And then, of course, we're coming up on the holidays. And last year at this time, we saw a huge spike in cases and deaths from COVID. That was before vaccines, of course, for most of us. But do you expect to see another spike this year?
Yes, I do. Like other coronaviruses and like other respiratory viruses, SARS-CoV-2 is a seasonal respiratory virus. And so it spreads a lot more easily in the wintertime, especially up here in the north. And so I do expect there to be another spike in cases. And it's just something that we're going to have to weather.
Do you think that we should be rethinking big holiday gatherings?
So at this point, I don't think so, but it's something that over the next few weeks, we'll know a lot more about. I do think that there are plenty of ways that we can make holiday gatherings pretty safe. And again, with mainly vaccination as our first line of defense, the second thing that we can do to help keep ourselves safe over the holidays is to take rapid tests before we see people. And those things can really help make sure that we don't bring infection to our large holiday gatherings.
So just to sum up, when you look at where we are as both a state and a country, we're 21 months into the pandemic. What concerns you the most and what gives you the most optimism?
The thing that concerns me the most is just that we have a new variant on our hands and that, as you said, we're 21 months into this pandemic. And I, like everyone else, is pretty tired of it. I worry that our reserves for taking these common sense measures against the spread of SARS-CoV-2 are getting low, just because we've been dealing with this thing for so long. So my hope is that that we'll be able to fold these things into our day-to-day lives to the extent that we're able. And the thing that gives me the most hope is really on two different levels. So first, first the science. I think that we've been making advances in the science of SARS-CoV-2 in leaps and bounds. The fact that we have effective vaccines at this point is really amazing. The fact that there are therapeutics coming online and tests that work is really great. And these things are buying us a lot of freedoms that we may not have had if we didn't have those scientific advances against the virus. And, the last thing is just that I've been really impressed with the resilience and the thoughtfulness of the community as well. I think it's really easy to see the negative side of people's responses to the pandemic and to see the polarization. But really, when I look at my community, at the people I know, at my family, and really, I think that the big story is just that people are coming together and helping to protect one another, helping to protect their health systems. And I think that the really sort of unsung story of this pandemic is people doing their best to protect themselves and protect one another. And that's what's going to get us through these next months.
That's really nice to hear. Stephen Kistler, a research fellow at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Sure. Thank you very much.